listening to WMUK. I'm Sevilla Mann. Voters in Kalamazoo County face two primary contests for the office of sheriff next Tuesday. One of the issues in the race is the relationship between law enforcement and the county's minority residents. WMUK's Andy Robbins reports.
Democrat Richard Fuller III was elected Kalamazoo County Sheriff in 2008. His victory that year broke the Republican Party's longtime hold on the office. Fuller won a second term in 2012, but now faces a primary opponent. This year's campaign takes place as the list of black men killed in encounters with police around the country continues to grow, and officers have been targeted in some places. Last week, Black Lives Matter in Kalamazoo demanded that the city punish public safety officers involved in the death of a black man who died as he was being taken to the county jail. Fuller says the Kalamazoo County Sheriff's Department takes all complaints about mistreatment of minority residents very seriously.
When those things happen, we investigate them. You know, if we find out that somebody feels that they were treated unfairly because of their race or a male versus female type situation or LGBT, we investigate those. And I say we as law enforcement across the board. The chiefs in this community, myself, we all belong to many organizations. We attend many of the meetings related to the relationship of the Northside Ministerial as well as the NAACP, and it's important to go to these things and to listen.
But Fuller says police can't investigate if people don't report problems. Overall, he says law enforcement agencies in the county have good relationships with people in all parts of the community and serve them well. Fuller's Democratic primary challenger has been a deputy in the Kalamazoo County Jail for 6 years. Thomas Swafford says he's running to fix what he calls morale problems within the department. Fuller says Swafford hasn't discussed his concerns with him, however. Swafford says the sheriff's department needs to improve its interactions with all parts of the community, and he has some ideas about how to do that.
By the deputies stopping by the schools, having school liaisons, by talking with business owners, and having our deputies receive even more training on how to communicate better with folks. Become more, if you quote, real to them instead of more robotic. Especially on a traffic stop, you'd want them to be just more real. Listen, sir, I see that you were speeding today. Was there a problem? Is there an emergency that you're going to? Just be more communicative with the folks in general.
In November, the winner of Tuesday's Democratic primary will face one of the two Republicans running for sheriff. Jeff Hepler has been the chief of police for the city of Galesburg and the village of Augusta for 35 years. And for the last 11 years, he served on the Kalamazoo County Commission, where he's currently vice chairman. Hepler also says police agencies in the county have good relationships with most residents, and he says there are resources to deal with any problems.
With partnerships already put in place for many, many, many years with the NAACP and many of the other churches that are in the area, we can call upon those people to come forth and work with us to share with the community that these things need to be worked out in a rational, proper manner, not just taken to pandemonium and disarray. That doesn't accomplish what they want to see, and it doesn't accomplish what needs to be done as a country.
The other Republican in the race for sheriff describes himself as a workaholic. Robert Mon has been a cook, an armored car driver, and a casino security guard. He ran unsuccessfully for sheriff in 2004. Mon says the sheriff's department in Kalamazoo County needs to change the way it interacts with the public.
I grew up, you know, respecting law enforcement. And they have to come to where they're going to have to be not so gung-ho, as you would say, when they do a pullover, and be cautious as well. But there are some, you know, it's some of the is attitude versus, you know, the training.
The winners of the primaries Tuesday will face off in the general election in November. You can hear interviews with all of the primary candidates for sheriff in Kalamazoo County at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Andy Robbins.